Антон Павлович Чехов. About love. At lunch next day, there were very nice pies, crayfish and mutton cutlets, and while we're eating, Nicanor, the cook, came up to ask what the visitors would like for dinner. He was a man of medium height, with a puffy face and little eyes. He was close-shaven, and it looked as though his moustaches hadn't been shaved but had been pulled out by the roots. Alyohin told us that the beautiful Pelageya was in love with this cook. As he drank and was of a violent character, she didn't want to marry him but was willing to live with him without. He was a very devout, and his religious convictions wouldn't allow him to live in sin. He insisted on her marrying him and would consent to nothing else, and when he was drunk, he used to abuse her and even beat her. Whenever he got drunk, she used to hide upstairs and sob, and on such occasions, Alyohin and the servants stayed in the house to be ready to defend her in case of necessity. We began talking about love. "Where does love come from?" said Alyohin. "Why Pelageya doesn't love somebody more like herself in her spiritual and external qualities? And why she fell in love with Nicanor, that ugly snout? We all call him the snout. How far questions of personal happiness are of consequence in love. All that's known can be interpreted in any way depending on circumstances. So far, only one incontestable truth has been uttered about love. This is a great mystery. Everything else that has been written or said about love is not a conclusion but only a statement of questions which have remained unanswered. The explanation which would seem to fit one case doesn't apply in a dozen...